Chapter 3. The war begins. On the 11th of September 2001, Malala was only 4 years old. Across the world in New York City, in the United States of America, USA, a terrible thing happened. The Islamist extremist group, Al-Qaeda, flew two planes into the World Trade Center and killed thousands of people. Many people from Al-Qaeda were in Afghanistan at that time. People in the USA were very angry about the attacks on the World Trade Center, and their army bombed many places in Afghanistan. Thousands more people were killed. Malala was too young to understand, but war was now close to her quiet valley. Afghanistan was the home of the Islamist extremist group, the Taliban. The Taliban were now also in some parts of Pakistan, near to Afghanistan. The people of the Swat Valley did not like the extremists, but they were also very angry about the American bombs in Afghanistan. In 2004, many people in Pakistan supported the Taliban, and the USA bombed Pakistan for the first time. The people of Pakistan had the extremists on one side and the American bombs on the other. Malala's father and his friends met with 150 people from the Swat Valley. They talked about stopping the fighting. Then the Taliban came to the Swat Valley. "Poor people need help, and the Taliban can help them," they said. In 2005, there was a terrible earthquake, and many people died. Lots of people had no houses to live in, and it was difficult to get food and water to people. The Taliban helped a lot of people after the earthquake. But the Taliban wanted women and girls to stay at home and not to go to school. On the radio, they told people, "It says this in the Quran." The Taliban used the radio because not many people had a television at that time. Afghanistan was the home of the Taliban. The Taliban spoke on the radio. "Don't listen to the Taliban," Ziauddin told his family. "The religion of Islam does not stop girls going to school." But many people started to listen to the Taliban. Some of the teachers at Ziauddin's schools stopped teaching girls. Lots of girls stopped going to their classes because they were frightened of the Taliban. But Malala put her school clothes and school books in her bag, walked with her head down, and went to school in secret. Malala went to school in secret. Things became worse. The Taliban closed many shops. They sent men out onto the streets. The men had to watch people and tell them what to do. These men stopped people doing normal things. The Taliban were dangerous. Then things became really bad. The Taliban started to attack the Swat Valley. Malala's quiet and beautiful home quickly became a dark and dangerous place of war for the Taliban and the Americans. The Taliban closed many shops.